Most of our MD is a border with Northern Ireland. We have different currencies, we have different regulations, and obviously Brexit happens to be coming on now, but it's something we've been talking about for a good few years. Ireland is also, because of our economic situation, for the next few years, going to be entitled to EU structural funds like we did many years ago. We'd like to twin this MD with one of the MDs in EU zone that are in receipt of EU funds, so we develop a number of projects. Now, it could be around greenways, it could be around agriculture, it could be around education, it could be around tourism, about greenways, and also the fact that we cross border. We've been very successful over many years in getting peace money, interreg money, leader money, and that. So it's something we do. The purpose of twinning with another MD in Europe, in my opinion, and most of the members agree, in order that we can come forward a number of projects and get funding, whether it's older people, young people, whether it's sectoral, whether it's agricultural, to do with transport, maybe roads, bridges, footbridges, walks, anything at all, like, you know. So we've asked today again that our EU unit and the council would look around and look what an appropriate country could be. That could be Latvia, Poland, any of the countries at all. Like,
obviously, if the funding were forthcoming, if you were to twin with a European MD, it would greatly enhance the whole East Donegal area.
If we can find an MD somewhere in one of the European countries, possibly somewhere that's got a border with a non-EU country such as ours, obviously we can work together, because some of them countries will and are getting a lot more structural funds than we are. They could be the lead partner this time. For many years we were the lead partner. We got so many, as I say, two-piece and interreg. It'll take time to work out, but we do, at the moment, we do have time.